Okay, well, I'll come clean from last night. The performers last night were not DOT employees. But these this morning were truly our own. Makes me proud. As we get started this morning, just want to introduce someone to you that that is very special to our department. A man who I hold with to the highest admiration. He was elected to the Florida House of Representatives in 1980 and rose to the highest level in 1996 to become the Speaker of the House. He was the first Republican Speaker in 122 years, and in 1998, he was elected to the Senate, where he currently serves as the Senate Majority Leader. If you traveled here by State Road 429, you may have seen that it is designated the Daniel Webster Western Beltway. If you traveled along our turnpike, you may have seen our Turnpike Enterprise Headquarters Building, which has been designated as the Senator Daniel Webster Building. My friends from West Virginia, including Paul Maddox, will be pleased to know that he was born in Charleston, and my friends from Georgia will be pleased to know that he is a Georgia Tech grad in electrical engineering. But I know that his faith and his love of family, his wife Sandra, and his six children ranks higher for him than any of these achievements. You can tell by his bio that he's been a friend of transportation. That's why so many things we have named after him. But I think I can speak for my predecessors when I say he has been a true transportation leader in our state. And on a personal note, he has been a mentor, a friend, and a true leader to me. And I've appreciated that in the past 2 years that I've served as secretary. Without further introduction, Senator Dan Webster.
Thank you, Secretary Kapalousis, and good morning. It's good to see everyone this morning. Thank you for allowing me to speak at this important opening session of SASHTO 2008. Thank you for coming to Florida, and thank you for choosing Orlando as your city in Florida. The 67th meeting of SASHTO includes representatives from all over the Southeast, and those are pictured there by the little placards for each of the states. And we really appreciate having you here. My good friend, Congressman Micah, whose place I took in 1980. He was a member of the House of Representatives of Florida then, and I took his seat, and he moved on to other bigger and better things. And Secretary Kapalousis, and then we also have, I know, Pat Williams, who will be speaking later from our own Orlando Magic, and he will entertain you in a great way. Well, I thought about how the large number of these attendees are probably in some way have an engineering background. There are lots of accolades for engineers from the left side of the brain. My mom helped point out some of the deficiencies when I graduated from Georgia Tech by giving me a graduation card. And on the graduation card on the front, it said, 4 years ago, I couldn't even spell engineer. And I opened it up and it said, and now I are one. Well, I offer you four challenges here to, as you deliberate the future of transportation in the Southeast and in our nation. First of all, keep a simple and clear transportation vision for the future that will be understood and embraced by those outside the transportation profession. In Florida, we've adopted the Strategic Intermodal System, SIS. All forms of transportation and all modes of transportation. I believe it's time to do so also on a national level. Transportation should not be relegated to counties. It can't even be relegated to DOT districts. Identifying transportation corridors on a statewide basis is a benefit to every person in the state. Moving people and moving product is our economic engine in Florida, and it may be in your state too. And so doing that in the very best way, it can only be done effectively with a state strategic interstate strategic intermodal system. Secondly, I urge you to clarify your roles and responsibilities. The federal government is not the only solution or the answer. Neither are state governments, neither are local communities, nor private sector. But together, through innovative partnerships, I believe that we can accomplish much, just as we did with our federal partnership when we built the interstate highway system. Third, I urge you to continue to be accountable. The public trust can only be won if we're accountable, if we measure our accountability for our own performance and that performance of all the, and the performance of all the transportation systems in our state. We're measuring our performance here in Florida, and it's a number one priority. And then finally, I would charge you to provide the leadership and integrity that I know those who have preceded you over the past 67-year history have provided. The challenges before you today are far more complex than they were 67 years ago, and your consideration of all modes of transportation, not just highways, is a very important task. As we all work on more complicated financial mechanisms of funding transportation and partnerships that extend well beyond the one I just mentioned for the interstate highway system, may no stone be unturned and no idea left left discussed to provide this transportation systems we're going to need in the future. Best wishes and a successful, productive meeting. Please don't wait another 13 years before you revisit this state, because we like you being here. And may God bless you, and may God bless each state that you represent. Thanks for letting me come.